Crisis in Britannia. I'm Bunder Bard, and you're listening to the Britannia Network News. In the headlines today, reports continue to come in from mages across the realm regarding the previously noted disturbance in the manna. Several Grand Masters in Britain have now described this disturbance as a pulling, tearing feeling, as if something is being ripped or shredded. Court Mage Nistel began his investigation several days ago into this phenomenon, but since then has little to report, except to say that Monix is certainly behind this disturbance. While I do not wish to alarm the population, it seems conclusive that this force is increasing in strength. Several mages have reported an unusual connection between this disturbance and the highly mysterious moonstones that have been found throughout the land of late. Further commentary has been hard to come by, as Nistel has asked mages cooperating in the investigation to keep their experimental results completely confidential. In other news today, an innocent bystander was mistakenly attacked in Yew. Several noble citizens fighting off an orc ambush near the abbey investigated further when they heard a high-pitched voice squeaking for mercy. The victim, who asked to remain anonymous, was mistaken for an orc because of his two round black ears, very similar to the curved horns on an orc helmet. When asked if he was going to press charges, the offended character replied, "No, but I'll never again trade a cow for magic beans. The giant was bad enough, but now this." In Moonglow, an official study by the Maritime Guild has just gotten underway to try and find an answer to the question, why don't sea serpents destroy boats? The study is also examining methods of controlling the sea serpent population. A spokesman from Maritime Guild stated it might be that empty boats are used as some kind of nesting material, or it might simply be that they just can't eat wood. Either way, we're very interested in discovering why they seem to only expend energy to attack passengers on deck and not overturning the boat itself. In response to their efforts in finding a method of controlling the sea serpent's population, a mage living outside Trinzic has called for the creation of a race of giant aquatic mongoose creatures to control the population. The Council of Mages at Moonglow stated, "Were you talking to Tristel again? No comment." The results of the study should be released later this moon cycle. And that's the news for today. For BNN, I'm Bunder Bard.